that's a great point by a listener. Jerry Bader's show. Now, as you may know, over the years, we have had Republican primary debates on this show. 2012, we had the first major debate for the U.S. Senate candidates. It got a lot of attention. The New York Times had a reporter in this building covering that debate on this show. Got coverage all over the state. In 2010, we had the primary candidates for the 8th Congressional District. When it comes to general election, Democrats ignore this show. U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin would never take part. Tom Barrett wouldn't take part in the gubernatorial race. I'm pretty darn sure Mary Burke isn't going to take part because I'm toxic to them. They realize it's not going to be friendly softball stuff, but you'll get some fastballs. An emailer points out, wouldn't it be great if the Republicans had the stones to demand that all moderators first clearly define their politics and admit who they voted for in the last 10 elections publicly before the debate began? That's the problem. Well, Bader, he's biased. And they're not? Give me a break. The difference is they're not intellectually honest about it. Here's what I am going to try to do, though. And there are a couple of different ways to do this. But here's what I'm going to propose. I am going to propose to the Burke campaign and to the Walker campaign a debate, you know, once this would be after August, once everything is set, a debate where I ask the questions and someone who is obviously liberal asks the questions. The problem is it's hard to find a reasonable one anywhere in the state of Wisconsin. The media leans to one Wisconsin now. I would never do that. I would have to find someone who's not just a complete moonbat lefty. I don't know where to do that. But it would be interesting. Here's the format that I would propose. I exclusively ask Burke questions, and the Lib exclusively ask Walker, but, we could follow up each other's questions. I think it's an interesting concept, and it's a new concept. I'm going to start putting it together. Because for Mary Burke, that would give an opportunity. I mean, think about this. For Mary Burke, that would give an opportunity to deal with a conservative audience. And for Mary Burke, it would allow a liberal to challenge Scott Walker. That way, you know, if she's afraid of being challenged by me, would she welcome the opportunity for a liberal to challenge Scott Walker? I'm sure that Walker would be okay with that. That's not going to work. A couple of people are saying have Mike McFeely do it. I don't know that he's versed enough on Wisconsin politics. Does a show in North Dakota. And there are other possibilities. Jason came up with a name. I've got time to think about it. But I think it would be a very beneficial exchange, and I think the format is an unusual one that would get a lot of attention to the race. I'll work on that. I have a couple of thoughts, actually. I do have a couple of thoughts. Anyway, I'll work on that. Yesterday, it was reported that the NFL has banned yet another touchdown celebration. This is one that has been around for a long, long time. And that is the slam dunk like a basketball of the football over the crossbar. Jason sent me this yesterday. I was actually aware of it, Jace. But I think this is the dumbest one yet. All because it's Jimmy Graham, right, is his name, the receiver from the Saints. He actually pulled it down once and it broke it. Okay. Once, right? So that led to a delay of game. All right, that's a good idea. We have a good idea on a liberal. That's a really good idea. And I think that might get the deal done. Anyway, that led to a delay of game. This is not considered a new rule. This is considered a new interpretation of an existing rule. Because the existing rule is you cannot use the football as a prop. Jason, then let me ask you a question. Should the spike be banned? Well, of course it should. Because how is that not using the football as a prop? Are we going to ban the spike? Then the big question came up. What about the Lambeau Leap? Ooh, no, the Lambeau Leap is safe because it doesn't use the football in any way. So what would happen? Are you telling me a guy's never brought the football up in the stands? Ever? Well, you got to make that jump. That'd be tough. Okay. Here's the explanation. In response to an email from ESPN seeking clarification about whether the Lambeau Leap could eventually join the goalpost dunk on the list of banned celebrations, NFL Senior VP of Communications Greg Aiello wrote, "The goalpost issue is the potential delay of game for having to reset the crossbar after being knocked askew by the dunker. It has happened a few times, not the case for the leap." The Lambeau Leap has become expected of all Green Bay Packer players who reach the end zone during a home game. It began when then-safety Leroy Butler jumped into the stands during a game in 1983. We all around these parts, we all know the story. Okay? What if, and it could happen, what if a player falls and injures himself? Are they going to ban it then? That's clearly a delay of game issue. As someone else wrote, what if someone pours hot coffee on Aaron Rodgers? Okay, how many people are drinking hot coffee at a Packer game? They've had liquids poured on them. I also wonder what that's like, going back to the huddle smelling of beer. Well, what do you want me to do? There has been behavior by female fans that border on sexual assault. Was it Jordy that got just, I mean, she grabs that. Hey, lady, don't you realize you're on television and they have the instant replay and the slow-mo? I mean, they don't care. Well, that's where the beer comes in. Why? Here's what I will tell you. The NFL will never, ever, ever, ever touch the Lambeau Leap. You know why? Because do you know why the NFL loves it so much and how it's unique? It is different from every other, the fan interaction. It brings the fan into the celebration. That's what they love about it. And that's why it is sacrosanct to the NFL. It's never going to be tinkered with. And I personally, while I love that, I think it's hypocritical. And that doesn't, I'm not saying they should crack down on the Lambeau Leap. I think some of these other crackdowns. Now, look, celebrations did get out of hand. We can't, you know, the Sharpie moment will never be forgotten. The cell phone moment will never be forgotten. And TV actually incited that by, you know, you want to make all of this stuff go away. Don't put the camera in the end zone after a touchdown. As soon as the guy scores, break away from the end zone, this will vanish. It'll just disappear. Why do you think being the gunner on kick returns became life-threatening? Because John Madden would sit there and, he whacked him. Well, I tell you what. You know, that's why. So these guys kept juicing it up and it just about became aggravated assault. So you'd get John Madden talking about you. Well, it is fun to watch, though. When you've got a feature called Jacked Up, you're going to really try to drill somebody so you end up on ESPN. By the way, this is the same phenomenon that extended city council, county board, and school board meetings, and Congress, once cameras started covering the proceedings. That's why. So no, this is that the Lambeau Leap will never go away. Let's see, are we going to do this? Yeah, we're going to do this starting in just 3 minutes. We have a great what is right and what is wrong. Oh, what happened there? I didn't see that. There was some brawl at a baseball game. Florida State and Florida. Bench-clearing brawl. Yeah, that looked nasty. It was on Fox News just now. All right, we'll do this straight ahead. Great what is right and what is wrong. 9:46.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.